Erevin, Perik Hey, Mishnah Gimel 5:3, and the third of the three Mishnayos that discuss how we define the footprint of a city, about which we'll set the tchum at a distance of 2,000 amos in all directions. So the previous Mishnah said if you have two separate villages, but the distance between them is less than 141 and a third amos, so then they are looked at as a single contiguous city, and you draw the tchum, a single tchum that includes both of them. Here the Mishnah says v'chein, and similarly shlosha kfarim hamishulashin. If you have three villages, and they are a trio, im yesh bein shnayim chitzonim mei va'arbim ve'echad shlish. If I'll translate literally here before I explain the pshat of the Mishnah, if there's a distance between the two outer cities of 141 and a third amos, then asa emtza'i es shalashtan liyosan ke'echad. The middle city makes the three of them as if they are one. That's the literal translation. Now, what one might think the simple reading of the pshat is that you have three villages in a row, and the distance between A and B is 141 and a third or less, and the difference between B and C is 141 and a third almost or less, so then they're contiguous, like the previous Mishnah, and you draw a single tchum around all three. And in fact, Hamishulashin, referring to them as like a trio, would sort of suggest that. However, if that were all the Mishnah was coming to say, we wouldn't need this Mishnah at all, because the previous Mishnah already established that if there's a distance of 141 and a third or less between one village and the next, then you look at them as a single continuous village. So then, that, of course, you could kind of daisy-chain lots of villages like that, and there's no reason for a new Mishnah. And therefore, the Gemara understands the case of our Mishnah is that you have two cities, we'll call them the north city and the south city, two villages, a northern and southern village, and they are, in fact, more than 141 and a third almost apart. But you have this third village off to the side. It's located, so to speak, between the two in terms of, like, vertically between the two, if you will, but horizontally, if you will, it is off to the side. So therefore you have a sort of a triangular relationship between these three villages. So the point of our Mishnah is, and I'm explaining it first and I'll show you back in the words, that as long as the two, I'll call them the north and south village, are both within 2,000 amos of that third village that's located off to the side. So that is to say, both of those villages are in the tchum of the village off to the side, so that you wouldn't need to make any sort of eir tchumen for the people of the village off to the side to walk to the other two villages. So then, when you kind of draw your map and figure out where to set up your tchumen, you can transpose the location of that village off to the side and move it across, so to speak, to be located between the two north and south villages. You kind of like transpose it off to the, call it to the right, whatever, to the east, doesn't make a difference. Meaning that if you have this sort of, once you've transposed and moved this virtual city, if you will, on the map, that's between the two, so now you have the actual northern city, the actual southern city, and this like transposed imaginary location of this middle city by moving it just directly due east or west, etc., between the two. So now, if the distance between the northern city and that kind of the virtual location of the middle city is 141 and a third or less, and again, the distance between the middle phantom location of the city in the middle is 141 and a third or less to the southern city, so then you can continue to look at them, all three villages, as a single contiguous area and draw a single tchum around them. That is to say, you draw a single rectangle which circumscribes the northern city, the southern city, and that city, let's say, off to the west, off to the side there, into one single rectangle, and then you would give 2,000 amos to the north, south, east, west of that triangle as a single tchum to incorporate all three of those cities. This is a good example where a picture is worth 1,000 words, and I'm sure in your Mishnayos you have a picture, so you can see what I mean by transposing and moving across, but I hope it was clear even without a picture.